Hello, Carlos. Can you let us know who you are and what you do, please?
I am Carlos Jensen. I'm an assistant professor at Oregon State University. And my research area is in usability and open source.
Thank you, Carlos. I have three questions for you. The first one is going to be, what's the big picture opportunity in connecting education and open source?
I think the biggest opportunity there is trying to figure out what are the challenges that newcomers to open source projects face and how we can make that easier. And this is especially important for education. We have short quarters, we have short semesters, and students need to be able to do something meaningful in a very short period of time. Therefore, we need to find effective ways for students to enter open source projects.
That's good. What specific projects or courses are you working on that make the link between open source and education?
We have a number of research projects looking at the barriers for entry. So we've got a project that was just presented here at this this conference, looking at whether we can use code visualization tools or code analysis tools to speed up at least some of the superficial learning, understanding the structure of the code, who is who and who to approach and who to talk to. We also are developing open source environment, hosting environment for students specifically. And what we want to do there is we want to emphasize certain activities and certain skills that aren't typically emphasized in most open source hosting environments, such as mentoring. All the non-technical skills, if you go to, for instance, SourceForge, typically what is counted is the number of code submissions that you've done. But in an educational environment, that's not really the most important thing. It's about who you connect to and how you participate in the process.
And the third question and last one is, do you have any advice on how Mozilla could best engage with educators and students?
I think one of the things that Mozilla can do is help with the outreach part of this. We are a research university. We're also a state university, which means that we get a mix of students and skills and expectations of what it's to do. And when I talk to some of my undergraduate students, they don't, you know, they hear about programs like the Google Summer of Code or some of the internship opportunities at organizations like Mozilla or other companies, and they don't think that these apply to them, that these are opportunities actually available to them. So going out there and highlighting success stories, interviews with real students who've done this and giving some examples of the background helps our students understand that they are qualified, that this could be them. Because right now that's the believability gap that we're dealing with.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Take care.